Welcome back to Ask the Pastor. And we're right in the last section. So remember, the phone line is very, very much open. You can send in your question through SMS or through WhatsApp. And we want to hear from you, definitely. Biblical questions, biblical answers at real time with the pastor. Still with you is Brother Godson Uba and Pastor Moses Alu. God bless you, sir. So let's have the questions coming in. And we have this sister Grace from Edo State, Nigeria. Says, Shalom, Daddy Moses. Good evening, sir. Sir, I want you to please make me understand Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 better. And sir, what is the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit? Secondly, sir, according to Acts chapter 8, verse 14 to 16, is it until one is baptized in the name of Jesus before he or she can receive the Holy Ghost baptism in full? Sister Grace from Edo State.
Okay, she says she wants to understand.
Yes, Matthew 28, verse 19, properly. She wants to understand it better.
Properly, and then she asked, what is the name, correct? Let's get that again. You didn't catch it.
Please make me understand Matthew 28, verse 19 better.
What is the
and,
name?
Sir, what is the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit?
Okay. Now, when he said Matthew 28, verse 19, let's read some scriptures.
Okay.
What is the commandment there?
Matthew 28, verse 19 says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, yes, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
So, who is this Son? Who is this Son?
Maybe Jesus. Jesus Christ, definitely.
The Lord Jesus is the Son.
Yes.
So who is his Father?
Father.
His Father is the Holy Ghost, according to Matthew 1, verse 18. Let's read it.
So Matthew 1, verse 18 says, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph. Before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost.
Whose child was in her womb?
The child of the Holy Ghost.
So who is the Father of that Son?
The Holy Ghost.
So the Holy Ghost is the Father of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime you hear the Son say Father, it's referring
to the Holy Ghost.
To the Holy Ghost. Now, I want you to understand that, let me take it very elementary.
Okay,
this person and others may be hearing this for the first time.
Yes, sir.
Now, Jesus Christ in John chapter 5, in John chapter 5 and verse 43.
I am come in my Father's name and ye receive me not.
Who is the one saying?
Jesus Christ. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive.
If he says, I come in my Father's name and the person speaking is Jesus Christ, that simply means Jesus is the name of the Father.
Amen.
So the name of the Son is who?
Jesus Christ.
So now the name of the Father is who?
Jesus Christ.
Because the name of the Son is actually the name of the Father.
And the Father is the Holy Ghost.
And the Father is the Holy Ghost. So if we go to John now, but the Comforter. Now chapter 14 verse 26.
Praise the Lord. 14 verse 26
Now listen
says,
very well. Chapter 14, John 14 verse 26.
But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name.
In which name will the Father send?
In the name of Jesus Christ.
So what will be the name of the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost?
Jesus Christ.
So the name of the Son is who?
Jesus Christ.
The name of the Father is who?
Jesus Christ.
We have seen in the scripture.
Yes.
And the Holy Ghost is coming
Jesus
in which
Christ,
name?
In the name of Jesus Christ.
So if he says baptized in the name of the Father, Father. And of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, because there is one name.
Amen.
That one name is the name of the Father. It's also the name of the Son. It is also the name of the Holy Ghost. The reason is because in Colossians chapter 3 verse 17, in word or in deed, whatever we do, we should do it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And this commandment was given to the disciples after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And the first application of that was by Peter, who was also there.
Yes,
Acts chapter 2.
38.
Read it.
Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the
gift. He did not repeat Father, Son, Holy Ghost, because he got to understand that name Jesus is the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And also, if you go to chapter 8,
chapter
in Samaria,
Acts 8, verse 16.
Let them get the story
from 14.
From verse 14.
Now, when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.
They did not mention Father, Son, Holy Ghost again, because Jesus is the name of the Father and of the Son, the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
If you go further to chapter 10 in the house of Cornelius, while Peter yet spake in verse 44, Acts chapter 10.
Verse 44 says, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which had the word. And verse 45, and they of the circumcision, we believe, were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they had them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, can any man forbid water that this should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then
he commanded to be baptized
in the name of the Lord.
Not Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Not Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Not Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And remember, the Apostle Paul also in Acts chapter 19.
Verse 1. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, being passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus. And finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed?
Mm-hmm.
And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, unto what then were ye baptized? And they said unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is on Jesus Christ. When they had this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.
See, not Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, what did he say baptism is for?
He said for the remission.
It's for the remission of sins.
Mm.
And so in Luke chapter 24, verse 46, and verse 47. And
Luke 24, verse 46.
I want you to also understand. That when Christ resurrected, he appeared to his disciples.
Yes.
And then they were wondering, was this? He proved to them, showed them his hand and everything.
Yeah.
And they were all confused. Now, if you read from verse 44, Luke chapter 24.
Chapter 24, verse 44.
Mm-hmm.
And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things might be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me.
Now watch verse 45.
Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures.
So may we have our eyes opened, so that we will understand the scriptures. Then,
and said unto them,
after he granted them understanding,
thus it is written, and thus it behoved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem.
So remission of sin is preached in his name.
Repentance and remission of sins. Amen.
Praise God. So I hope that is clear.
Yes. Yes.
And then she asked the second question.
She asked the second question from Acts chapter 8. She said Acts chapter 8 verse 14. Verse 14 to 16. Now, when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only that they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And the question was more of, can one receive the Holy Ghost before baptism, or it must be through the process of water baptism?
No, I think let's get the question again.
Okay, yes. He said, is it until one is baptized in the name of Jesus before he or
I think what you see in the Acts, in the house of Cornelius in Acts chapter 10, proves that you can receive the Holy Ghost first, and then you receive, go correct your water baptism. It's possible. God bless you.
All right, God bless you, Sister Grace from Edo State. All right, we can go on to the next question, which was flashed from Sister Blessing. Sister Blessing from Makurdi says, Shalom, sir. My question is, I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost in June Camp 2016, and since then, I don't know my gift. I thought I lost peace. I lose peace whenever I see someone in need, and I can't help until I do the needful. However, recently, someone came to me in my dreams and was angrily telling me that I have a gift, but I'm not using it. And so if I die and meet my maker, then I will see. And that's why I'm sick. Please, sir, what do I do? Or how do I go about it? Say she doesn't know her gift, but she knows she has this burden, that she loses peace when someone is in need around her.
Well, there is also a gift in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28.
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28 says, And God set some in the church, first apostles, secondly prophets, thirdly teachers, and after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps,
governments,
discernment of tongues.
Okay. Help is among the gifts.
Okay.
So I want you to take note of that.
Okay.
But those who also have help, remember that help is not always give out money.
Okay.
You know, it is help. Yeah. Help is help.
Yeah.
You can help somebody to do anything.
Mm.
It's not always give out money.
Mm.
I have to take note of that.
Okay.
Do you know that you can help a blind person to cross the road?
Yeah, true.
It's help.
Sure.
You know, but always it has to do with the body of Christ. So it has to do with the body of Christ, not outside.
Mm-hmm.
It is within the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that itself is a ministry.
Mm.
And if you have a gift, you must know it. You see, you have identified help.
Mm.
So keep doing it. But beyond that, remember you can have two, you can have three gifts.
Mm.
May go beyond that. So pray to God, Lord, reveal my gift to me. And he will reveal it to you. God bless you. It's prayers.
All right. God bless you. Definitely everybody or majority, when we come across that, our mind goes to, it has to do with money. But now it's clearer. It's not just money. Help can be also in service and all that things. So let's still have the question as they come in. And so we have Sister Chinwe from Benue State, Nigeria. Says, Shalom, what is the difference between the second coming of Jesus Christ and the rapture?
It's the same thing.
Okay, the Bible says he will come again and judge the living and the dead. Is it during the rapture that he will come again and judge the living and the dead?
Now, there are two comings ahead of us now. Of course, generally there are three comings of the Lord Jesus. The first one, he has come to pay the price of redemption.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is coming to collect the redeemed home.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third one is coming to judge the earth.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So the rapture is the harvest of his children from the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And he's coming to judge is, you know, that is the next coming he's coming.
Mm-hmm.
After we have gone in the rapture.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you.
All right. God bless you. Okay. We still have one more person with a caller or a message. Okay. This is the last person for today. And this is Brother John from Ghana. Brother John says, Shalom, Pastor, please, what is the best way to administer tithe of a young church? And is it safer for a pastor to keep and administer a tithe? Brother John from Ghana.
What is the best way
to administer tithe for a young church?
What do you mean by administer tithe? I don't understand.
Grammar could probably mean use, you know, or supply.
Because tithe is part of the income mm-hmm. into the ministry. Mm-hmm. And it is to meet the need of the ministry. Mm-hmm. Whether you are young or you are old. Mm-hmm. You know, so maybe he's an enter message
yeah.
Who get confused with the quote that the tie belongs to the pastor and things like that. Or those who rigidly want to follow that the tithe is for the widow, for the Levi, for the stranger, and for the orphan, according to the Old Testament law. But I want you to know that whether it is tithe, offering, vow, whatever it is, they are all income into the church to be used to meet the needs of the church. And the needs of the church will include the needy ones. For a young church, certainly you would do within the limit, you can do whatever what is available. And it calls also for financial management. No matter how young you are, you should always give room, to planning, because you know you will grow, you will need a place of your own, and you will also pay rent if you have not gotten a place of your own, power, and you buy instruments and things that are needed in the ministry, and these are the sources of the finance that take care of that. God bless you.
All right. God bless you, and 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 God bless you once again. It's been lovely having every one of us with us today, and we trust that the word of God has spoken to the heart of someone who is watching us, and we've not forgotten our sponsors, our supporters, and the brethren behind the scene who are working and making sure that Bright TV is being aired 24/7. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for what you do.
And in addition to that, Brother Evuka, the people joining us now are people who love Bible study.
Yes, sir.
Every Saturday,
yes, sir,
we have Bible study club anchored by Brother Olumide. No. And it's live also on all our social media platforms. Yes, and it's very interesting. Yes, every Saturday 3 p.m.
Yeah,
it's just Bible study. It's not question and answer. It's interactive, quite all right. But it's more of a study group. It is called Bible Club. Very interesting, very illuminating, very exciting too. God bless you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, my Father, my God, I present everyone that is joined to this program today. Nobody come before you and remain the same. The Bible tells us where the word of the king is, there is power. And Lord, we are standing on your word. We've been looking at your word this past 2 hours. Great eternal spirit, the power in the word is what we ask. The power of illumination that takes away darkness and brings light. Father, let it shine upon your people from today in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, in your word, you promise us liberty. We claim that liberty for everyone that is in any form of bondage today in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, and whosoever will place their hand on my hand, for you say, will lay hand on the sick shall recover. Amen. You who made it possible for them to be connected to us now, Father, make it possible also for them to receive healing through this same technology in the name of Jesus. Wherever you are and your hand is on my hand, touch my hand and place it on that part of your body that is sick. Any infirmity, spiritual or physical, Jesus heals all. And I come by that name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our healer. I say, receive your healing in the name of Jesus Christ. He speaks the drooping heart to cheer. Receive restoration of your joy, of your peace, and cheer up again in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit of frustration is broken today in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing spiritually and physically. Receive restoration. Restoration of your finances. Restoration of your businesses. Restoration of your marriages. And restoration of your health. In the name of Jesus, even receive restoration of your ministry. Thank you, Father, for this great testimony that you've given us today. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen and amen. God bless you. Remain blessed. Shalom.